Sports Call guests, join us on the Auburn Bank phone line. Auburn Bank has been your hometown bank for over 110 years. Visit them online at auburnbank.com for more information. Your partner, your neighbor, your friend, member FDIC, equal housing lender. To be a part of the show, give us a call, 334-887-3401 or toll free at 1-888-9-TIGER-9. But we've got to get a guest on the program, so we can't use that Auburn Bank phone line for callers.
Would it be appropriate to call our next guest, Druman? Hello, Druman.
It might indeed, as we go to the phone lines now. And live from Birmingham, the CBS 42 headquarters there, Drew Carter, kind enough to join us on the show, at Drudel25 on Twitter. Hello, Druman.
What's up, fellas? How we doing? You know, the Seinfeld theme and the motif is really accurate here, because every time you call me, we have a conversation really about nothing. So if the listeners are ready to learn nothing and not be entertained, you've come to the right place.
I like the new profile picture on Twitter.
Thank you, JJ. I was a little worried. It was kind of, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this word that I'm thinking of, but it's, you know the movie Sausage Party? Have you guys seen that movie? The villain in that movie, if anyone's seen that movie, they know what the villain in that. I was worried it was a little bit, you know, like that. I was being like that character. But you know what? I just said send it, screw it. I kind of like the photo, and I just put it up there. But I appreciate that. Thank you.
Are you excited for SEC Media Days next week?
Fired up, man. You know, let's go. It's time. We are ready for college football. We've had a lot of fun this summer covering a variety of different sports, but it's college football country, and it's kind of like our offseason is ending same time that these teams' offseasons end. And once you're in the media days, it's a very busy week for us. We've got 15-minute specials every night throughout that week. And then after that, you're on to fall practice, and before you know it, the season's here. So we are very fired up. I know Auburn fans are super excited because they get their first real look at Brian Harsin, how he's going to handle the SEC media. I think it's going to be tough for him to limit himself from a time perspective because, as we all know, he likes to talk a lot, usually good stuff, but it's long. So if he can stay within that 30-minute parameter in the main room, I will be surprised, but we're all excited.
Were you present at 2019 SEC Media Days?
I wasn't working yet, but I was actually touring CBS 42 to decide if I wanted to work here, and it was Media Days week, so it was kind of a trial by fire, as in, like, we're going to show you the busiest week of the year. Do you still want to work here? And I said, yeah.
So, okay.
So I was there, to answer your question.
This is, okay, you were over there. I didn't know if this would be the first time that you were actually, if you needed any pointers or anything like that from us SEC Media Day veterans.
Well, it'll be my first time working, JJ, so yeah, if you've got any pointers, I'm all ears.
Well, one, Drew, one, I'm a little offended you didn't invite us to stay with you while we're in Birmingham. I just want to point that out.
I'm getting there, man. Come on.
But the biggest pointer that I think anyone would give you is wear a sweater. It's just freezing in that hotel.
Yeah, I've seen some people tweeting about that, and I was kind of confused. But yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Hey, man, I'm cool with chilly air after the weather we've had for the past few months. I know it's like not a terrible Alabama summer, that's what everyone says, but it's still too hot for me. You know, I'm from Minnesota, as we've discussed, so I'm cool with just basically getting blasted in the face with frozen tundra when we get in there. Is it really that bad, though? Like, everyone says it's terrible.
It is so cold.
It really surprises you. I'm like, I figure, you would think they'd figure this out at a certain point, and that's just not the case.
Well, maybe they have figured it out. Maybe we're the ones who are in
the
wrong.
True. Maybe we should be like, all right, let's just mentally be prepared for this to happen. All right, so yeah. We've got a lot of different topics, obviously, that are going to be discussed at SEC Media Days. And what's cool is that, you know, you've got all the coaches in 2020 that were new to the conference and didn't have to kind of go through the circus that is Media Days. Someone like Lane Kiffin, I think, is going to be incredible to listen to next week at the event. And you're right, I am curious to see how many questions Brian Harsin actually fields, because as we all know, he's quite known for those 4 and 5 minute answers.
Right. So I think that might be all part of the plan, though. Yeah. Just take fewer questions by giving longer answers. Yeah, it'll be really interesting. You know, you mentioned Lane Kiffin there. Mike Leach is another guy who's going to be at SEC Media Days for the first time. And
true.
I sort of wish this is not my own personal hot take. I don't want to take credit for this. I can't remember who said it, but wouldn't it be nice if they put rivals on the same days? Like, how great would that be if if Saban and Harsin were there on the same day, and if Leach and Kiffin were there on the same day, just for the chance encounter. You know, they run into each other in the hallway or whatever, and obviously the cameras are going to be rolling if that happens. I just think it would be kind of cool if they did. I'm not really sure what the rhyme or reason behind how they stack these coaches and players is. But either way, you know, it should be pretty cool, and Kiffin should be pretty electric. I'm just hoping that he gets some funny questions, because that's one of the fun things about Media Days, right? It's a little bit like Super Bowl Media Day, where everyone's getting asked a billion questions, so how do you stand out
right.
when you do something stupid, like asking them, hey, what's your favorite Seinfeld character? You could maybe do that, and then you probably get some good stuff out of, especially Lane Kiffin, maybe Mike Leach, maybe even Nick Saban, you know? in his later years, he's kind of been a little more funny, and maybe we get a blow-up or a funny response from him. We'll see.
Have any companies approached you about signing NIL deals with them?
Not yet. But I am looking forward to potential deals. I'm trying to think what would really fit the brand for Drew Carter.
Right.
Maybe like a toaster strudel, because it fits like with my Twitter handle, you know? That seems like a match made in heaven. I was a big toaster strudel guy growing up, part of a balanced breakfast. So I would say toaster strudel is what I would hope for, but as of yet, no. Has anyone come to Sports Call and said, hey, we want to sponsor you guys?
We need to. And we need to try to set something up with some of these players to really take full advantage of it, but
Drew,
nothing yet.
You were also quite the salesperson for canned water back at the national championship game.
That is true. You know, I should get a cut of every can of water that Aquafina sells, which is probably like 25 in total for the entire year, and they all go to the college football playoff. That is true. You know, I was a little nervous about losing my eligibility when I tweeted those videos of Aquafina canned water, but it looks like we're good. So, you know, Reggie Bush should get his Heisman back, and I should have my eligibility back.
What would have been your business of choice back in your Syracuse days? We're
probably
not going to be able to have
Canada
any opinion of this whatsoever, which is why this is the perfect question to ask you.
Okay.
Because none of us have been there.
I would say Canada Goose, because in the winter months at Syracuse, which is the entire school year, believe it or not, in the winter months, every sorority girl has a Canada Goose jacket. And I'm like, you know what? Those are kind of nice looking. I think I could pull that off. You know, I like wearing pink and purple. I'm comfortable enough in my own skin to wear something that most guys would say, oh, no. Wear that, come on, it's not manly enough. But Canada Goose does make men's jackets, and they're apparently incredibly nice. And so I saw all these Canada geese, which I think is the plural, all these Canada geese jackets roaming the streets of Syracuse. I said, those look fashionable and practical because it's super cold out here. Let me see how expensive they are. We're looking at like $700 to $800 for a normal, that's like bottom, no bells, whistles, or anything, bottom of the line Canada Goose jacket. Like, all right, I'm never going to own one of those. But if I could get a sponsorship deal, maybe they'd just send me a couple, or I'd get a friends and family discount or something. So I'd go Canada Goose when I was at Cuse. Being in Birmingham now, probably Lululemon, something breathable, something stretchy, also expensive. I know I'm just giving free pub to all these companies right here. So if anyone's listening, sign me up. I want it.
This is perfect. We have a softball team in an adult league here in town right now. Have you heard about this?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, we're the Thunder Chickens.
Incredible.
And we have three former NFL players on our team, between Trevon Reed, Sammy Coates, and Corey Grant, all former Auburn Tigers as well. We're 0-4,
okay.
Drew.
What?
Yeah, no, it seems very story-worthy. This small Auburn softball team has three former NFL players, yet they're totally bad at the sport that they're playing in.
And called the Thunder Chickens.
Who are you guys playing? Like, you're playing against Jenny Finch and Montana Fouts?
It's just
how is that possible if you've got three professional athletes?
You know, we ask ourselves that too. I mean, we try to have meetings every day, try to figure it out, tinker
right.
the lineup card. And
Drew, there's a peak with the pro athletes, and then there's quite a valley heading down to the rest of the talent.
It's a little bit like the Angels with Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani,
exactly.
and they still make the playoffs every year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. You should be ashamed of yourselves, both of you, for how much you're tanking that team. You know, if I were any of those former NFL players, I would demand a trade.
Drew, we wanted to play, right? We love this idea, be active. The fields are, like, literally right down the hill from where the studios are. So this is it's a home field advantage for us.
I know.
Every week.
That's really bad.
We just haven't been able to win games.
Drew, I've demanded a trade.
Well, Drew, actually, I'm the head coach here, and people have been saying I'm on the hot seat for 0-4 start. In my defense, we're an expansion team, so do you think I should be fired this early into the season?
No, it's all the players' fault. Come
exactly,
on, come
exactly.
On. And when you hear those rumors, you got to go full Popovich and just bite the reporter's head off. Can I finish? Can I finish my statement? That's wild. You're right, JJ, with a home field advantage too, and NFL players. Are you guys even trying?
We are. I took it a little too serious the other night as well. This was a moment that I wish was caught on camera because I wonder how you would have responded. I got really frustrated with the umpiring crew, and you know, there's an hour time limit or 7 innings, whatever come first. And I promise we had 15 minutes left in the game, down by 4 runs, and they tried to end the game then, and they did end the game at that moment. And I wasn't having it because, you know, we didn't get our full hour.
That's criminal. You know, in my book, guys, you're 1-3 because I think you would have come back and won that game. That reminds me, though, on Cape Cod Baseball League, I worked there after my sophomore year of college. And there's this one coach out there who everyone calls the human rain delay because there are no lights at most of these stadiums. And so when his team's winning, he'll come out and argue calls, and he'll make the mound visits and all this stuff to really muck the game up and delay it until it gets called for darkness. But there was one time where it got turned around on him, and the opposing coach had done that, and they called it for darkness. And I'm not kidding, guys. This baseball manager sprinted after the umpires, caught up with them in the parking lot, like chest bumped one of them. Like, we're talking like UFC stare down type stuff, and he makes contact with the umpire. He was so mad. So that's what I'm envisioning J.J. Jackson doing right now as this team falls to 0-4.
I'm going to say the umpires were trying to leave the field, and J.J. was just keep getting in front of them and said, no, we've got time. We've got time.
Love it. Did you throw a base, throw your hat? What'd you do?
I just got in.
You should have thrown your headband.
He just had a real mean scowl.
Yeah. And I just told him, I said, look, you watch the end of our – we play 2 games tonight. It's a doubleheader every week. I said, I saw this crew walk over to the other field where we were playing our first game because it ran long. And I said, you were watching this game. You saw that we were delayed. There's no way that this hour could have run up on the second game. I know where, like, I put them where they were at a given time and tried to time stamp it for them. And yet they just weren't having it. The only person also that was really backing me up was Trevon Reed. So he's forever going to be my best friend. Because he was right there talking to the umpiring crew with me. Everyone else was in agreement with me, but they're like, all right, it's just the game. Let's kind of move on. It was life or death for me.
I'm guessing the umpire said, listen, man, it's not that deep. I'm making $7.95 here, you guys are 0-3, about to be 0-4. Now, here's what you need to do if you want to fix your woes as a team. Go out to Columbus, Georgia, and recruit our friend Jonathan Hoppe.
Okay.
Because he, I promise you, takes exhibition softball and kickball games more seriously than anyone else, even you, JJ. I promise. We have this thing called Watson Cup at Syracuse. We have a radio station and a TV station in the same building called Watson Hall. So it's the Watson Cup. It's a kickball game at the end of every school year. Jonathan Hoppe took it so seriously, he actually almost, you know, he actually did. He sent someone to the hospital on a home plate collision. It's a radio station, TV station, nothing on the line aside from a tiny little trophy. And my man Hoppe sent someone to the hospital. So if you want someone who's really going to land out on the line for your team, you need Hoppe.
Which team did you play for?
That's a good question. I actually alternated. I was like a mercenary. I was like Johnny Damon going from the Red Sox to the Yankees. No shame. And, folks, I went 4-0.
Really? Are you making that up?
Yes. No, I'm 100% serious. I went 4-0. I think I played twice for Z89 and twice for Citrus, but all I remember is that I never lost. Undefeated. Never lost.
On your LeVar Ball vibe. I like that. That's awesome.
The best part of the night, though, was we hearken back to I watching JJ just rail on these umpires. And I remember back to the first game where JJ leans over in the dugout and says, you know, we're just out here having fun. Some people around here take this way too seriously. We're just having fun out here.
That is electric. Good for you, JJ, having some nice self-awareness, man. Yeah. At least you know what's important here.
Amen. Remember when you said this was like Seinfeld and a whole lot of nothing goes on?
Yeah, I think we achieved that.
I think we absolutely achieved that. So we've got SEC Media Days coming up next week. You said you've got 15-minute specials every night on CBS 42?
That's right, yes, sir. So every night at 10:15, Monday through Thursday, 15-minute special. Before that, we're going to be live 4, 5, and 6 in the sports block with an A-block hit as well. We'll probably do something in the 10, too. So we're going to be very busy. It's going to be kind of hard because, as you've seen in the Media Days correspondence we've gotten from the SEC, access is kind of limited. We can't really do what we would normally do, but that's okay. We're going to make it work. We're going to have some good stuff here on CBS 42.
And we're going to be in the viewing area, so I guess that means like we're obligated to watch.
That's right, and you will be staying at my apartment because the invitation is open, and as I said, I was getting to it. So if y'all need a place to crash, feel free.
And Drew, don't worry. We're only 99% sure that we're going to photobomb your live shot in the parking lot.
Please do. That'd be great stuff. Please do.
Will you, before we go, this hasn't happened yet, and I would love for this to give a shout out to some of the people that you work with in the control room and behind the scenes, Drew, because we give a lot of praise to Ron and the folks that are make you look good on camera. But what about some of those folks on the control room?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, because you're right. They do not get enough love at all. First of all, Ron Gaines is a legend. That makes me look good on camera. That's actually impossible, but he does his best. He works really hard, and he's great at his job. He's a grinder. He's an amazing dude. People in the control room as well. You know, Dave Holland runs our production here at CBS 42. He's phenomenal at what he does. Jackie Coleman up there, Eric Walchek, Maria Martinez, a bunch of people who are responsible for the stuff that we see on the air, and they only see, you know, me or Chris or Simone or now D. Jackson, who's our new sports guy entering his first media days here in Birmingham. They only see us, but you're right. The people behind the scenes, it's 10, 15 people making it work. So without them, it'd be impossible. So thank you for the opportunity to shout them out, JJ. That does not happen very often.
Yeah, no, they deserve some love, and I can't wait to watch the coverage this next week because, like we said, we'll be in town. We'll be hanging out with you, and we're going to have a couple of meals together. So it's, what is this, like 48 hours, guys, until we're 48 hours from now we'll be there, right?
Yeah. In Birmingham, yeah.
Yeah, let's go. All right. How does that make you feel, Drew?
Well, we're all at the red carpet for you. You guys you guys know what you're wearing? Like, are we wearing Gucci? Who are we wearing on the red carpet for the media day?
Balenciaga.
Old Navy.
Attaboy.
Under Armour.
You and me both, brother.
Antigua. Yeah.
Like Jake nice. From State Farm khakis.
Love it. Love it.
Drew, we'll see you in a few days, action. Okay?
Sounds great. Cannot wait, fellas. Drive safe.